This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Millions of us are going somewhere for the long Memorial holiday weekend.
Stephanie Hanrahan is flying out of Dallas with her daughter.
So dad and brother are going to stay behind for this one.
Their trip to Disney World for two was the same price as a trip for four to California last summer.
Usually you can save some money if you plan ahead of time, but that was definitely not the case this time. So we kind of just had to grit our teeth and say, okay, if we want to have experiences and memories, we're going to have to make the sacrifice and pay the price.
AAA predicts 37 million people will drive at least 50 miles from home this weekend. Several million more are expected to fly. I'm Ed Donahue.
Americans keep spending. Spending jumped 0.8% from March to April, the biggest increase since January. House Speaker McCarthy says they are going to keep working at it until they get a debt ceiling deal. President Biden says it's about competing versions of America. If the U.S. defaults on its debts, the military would get hit hard, says Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley.
I think if we defaulted, that would have significant economic consequences, which would then translate into national security consequences. Paying troops, the morale of troops, weapon systems, contracts, all of that would be impacted. Readiness clearly would be impacted. So our large-scale exercises that we do at various training centers would probably either slow down or come to a halt in many, many cases. So I think there's no doubt whatsoever that there would be a very significant negative impact on the readiness, morale, and capabilities of the United States military if we defaulted.
The DEA is stripping a drug distributor of its license to sell highly addictive painkillers, saying that it failed to flag thousands of suspicious orders at the height of the opioid crisis. The action against Morris and Dixon Company this morning. Pope Francis skipped some meetings this morning because he was running a fever, says the Vatican. This is AP News. A warning that some California rivers could be deadly this Memorial Day weekend. The AP's Donna Warder has this story and the warning.
Safety officials say California rivers fed by the massive Sierra Nevada snowpack over the winter have been turned into deadly torrents. At least seven people have died or gone missing this spring. Justin Sylvia of the Sacramento Fire Department.
This year we're seeing higher water, faster water, and colder water.
And Sylvia says some people are taking unnecessary risks.
We're seeing a lot of people not wearing life jackets. That's our big message this year, is put a life jacket on. With this higher water, you can see snags out there. There's more of that from the surface that you cannot see.
Sylvia says Sacramento has already had 20 water rescues this year, nearly as many as all of 2022. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.